If you dream of being a musician, don't just dream, do, you know, and go learn how to do the things that you want to do, you know, and be around people that know how to do it. And they, and if you have dreams of being in Nashville, then you have to come to Nashville, you know. I used to have people tell me that you must be present to win, and that's the way Nashville works, you know. It takes some commitment, and it takes a lot of dedication to a craft, and it takes some hard work, but also just loving it enough to keep doing it. To get the call from Willie to come help be a part of inducting him into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'd never been to any Rock and Roll Hall of Fame event. And so we, you know, we rehearsed all the songs we were going to do, you know, beforehand. And there was a moment that I had, you know, we were seated on stage, you know, and Willie was sitting here and I was sitting here, and Dave Matthews was over there giving a speech, inducting Willie, going over his whole life. And this is 90 years of Willie Nelson. This is, there's a lot to go over. And then he walked over and handed Willie the trophy to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I'm still sitting here next to Willie Nelson. And then Willie goes on to give a speech about his life and his career. And then he leans over to me and he goes, "All right, what song are we playing first?" And I go, "Whiskey River." And we dove into it. And it was one of my favorite musical moments maybe that I've ever had, to get to be a fly on the wall, sort of, you know, sitting there experiencing that alongside Willie Nelson, who is obviously a huge influence and hero of mine. I think that's just the nature of being a musician or a singer or anything. Whoever you listen to, whatever you came up with, that's going to be in there, and you know, you can't get rid of it. So, you know, I think those things just become ingrained in you, and that's what you have to as output.